So, if you're outside of our coverage area, remember, you can listen to WRCT online. Live streaming available at www.wrct.org. WRCT Pittsburgh. You have no excuse not to listen.
Sun bakes a window, makes the sheets hot and wet. At night, they're cold and blue. Why do I like you? 'Cause I do. Why do I like you? 'Cause I'd kill to be you. Sweet nothing, sweet dreams, serene. Sweet nothing, sweet dreams, serene. Dancing with scissors, our bones full of wishes. We wait for our plans to come true. Why do I like you? 'Cause I do. Why do I like you? 'Cause I'd kill to be you. Sweet nothing, sweet dreams, serene. Sweet nothing, sweet dreams, serene.
As a public service to the listeners of WRCT, we have compiled a short list of items you should not have in your possession at the present time. 1. A muscle car. 2. A Betamax. 3. Acid-washed anything. 4. A members-only jacket. 5. Stirrup pants. 6. Asbestos. 7. Hummelware. 8. Sweet and Low. 9. Copies of Dynetics or Megatrends. And 10. A radio not tuned to 88.3 FM. If you do have any of these items, WRCT suggests you get with the program.
WRCT Pittsburgh. Real vinyl.
Kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should...
Nuclear Holocaust. It's a very serious problem, and one that faces all of us. Fortunately, here at WRCT Pittsburgh, we broadcast from a steel-reinforced concrete basement. So we'll be playing music long after your sorry corpse has evaporated in a blinding flash of light and heat. I hope this thought comforts you. WRCT Pittsburgh. 88.3 FM. Now and forever.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the David Pakman Show. I'm producer Pat Ford, filling in for David today as he continues his paternity leave. David should be making his triumphant return to the show soon, relatively soon, but he's, of course, taking this time to enjoy himself as a new parent and to spend some time with the little one and get some sleep whenever he can find the time to. Today, we're going to be talking about a number of different topics. We're going to be talking about the January 6th hearings. We're going to talk about inflation and gas prices and all of these different things. But I wanted to start today talking about gun control because there's a new bipartisan deal in the Senate on the topic of gun control. And it actually includes 10 Republican senators, which is crucial because that means there's a solid chance of this actually passing in the coming weeks and becoming law. I don't want to celebrate it too much because, for one, it hasn't actually happened yet, right? And these things could fall through. We need to see the actual text. But also, it seems a little bit lackluster. It doesn't come nearly close to all the things that we have to do to actually make a difference when it comes to guns and gun safety in this country. But given the fact that Republicans have been steadfast in their refusal to do anything about guns in the wake of mass shootings over the years, it's hard to not feel some level of optimism over this announced agreement. The deal will include support for state crisis intervention orders, funding for school safety resources, an enhanced review process for buyers of guns under the age of 21, and penalties for straw purchases. That's when you have one person purchase a weapon on someone else's behalf. The legislation will also have a red flag provision so that states and courts will have the resources to make sure firearms are kept out of the hands of people who are at significant risk of doing harm with them. There's also going to be increased funding for mental health, suicide prevention, and trauma intervention, which is, of course, an important aspect to all of this. We know that the right wing in this country loves to claim that mass shootings are all about mental health and that they're just exclusively a mental health issue. We know that they just use it as a red herring, but there's something to that, right? Because that is one aspect in all of this, and we have to not only look at gun control measures, we have to look at the mental health side as well. So if they're willing to have a good faith conversation about mental health, we should absolutely take them up on that and take advantage of it. The 10 Republican senators who have signed on to this piece of legislation that's in the works are John Cornyn, Tom Tillis, Richard Burr, Roy Blunt, Bill Cassidy, Susan Collins, Lindsey Graham, Rob Portman, Mitt Romney, and Pat Toomey. The centrist Democrats who tend to torpedo pieces of legislation that we like as progressives and Democrats, those are Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, they've also pledged their support. So this is very, very promising. Joe Biden said about this, quote, Obviously, it does not do everything that I think is needed, but it reflects important steps in the right direction and would make the most significant gun safety legislation to pass Congress in decades. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said about the bill, if we get a real baby step, not kind of a distraction from the solution, she's going to support it. So both Biden and AOC kind of providing the same sentiment there that, like, yeah, this is great and all, but we could just do so much more if we had more willingness from the Republicans to do anything about guns. Sadly, I think this is going to be treated as the solution. That's probably what we'll see. We'll probably see this get signed into law, and then they'll do some sort of victory lap, and everyone will pretend as if we actually did something significant when it comes to gun safety in this country, when we know we can just go so much further. You know, there are some solid provisions in this legislation, that's for sure, but we know that we can do more when it comes to universal background checks, raising the legal age to own a semi-automatic rifle to